Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
Hello again. Still joining me here in studio are Fine Gael's Micheál Carraghy, Louise Riley of Sinn Féin, and in our Cork studio we have Ken O'Flynn, Independent Ireland TD for Cork North Central. Now, I do want to move on to what we expect to happen in the Dáil next week to coincide with that 50-hour protest that's to be undertaken by 14-year-old Cara Darmody. Now, let's give you a bit of context on this issue and that protest. Listeners will be familiar with Cara. She has two younger brothers, Neil and John, both of whom are autistic. And for many years already, she's been campaigning for better access to services. Opposition parties have already indicated they'll unite next week to bring forward a motion demanding that government provides assessment of needs for children within 6 months. Now, an assessment of need is required before any child can access services and supports that they might need on account of being autistic or having a disability. The state is already legally obliged to provide an assessment within 6 months, but there's currently a backlog of more than 15,000 children who've been waiting in excess of that time, a figure the HSE said in answer to a parliamentary question could rise to over 24,000 by the end of the year. Now, one of the key professionals involved in conducting an assessment of need is a psychologist, but there currently aren't enough of them working in the public system. I've been speaking to Damien Lowry, who's president of the Psychological Society of Ireland. I began by asking him about the current problems with recruitment and retention in his profession.
Recruitment is and has been for quite some time an issue in the public sector, the HSE, in the health sector, and it remains an issue. In relation to assessment of needs and that particular area of child disability, recruiting and resourcing those services, even if the budget is there to underpin recruitment, it has proved challenging. And I think posts have been vacant up to the region of 60 to 70% in certain services across the country at different points some time, particularly in the southwest, but recruitment also remains an issue everywhere, and including Dublin, where most people reside. And even if people do recruit, retention is also another headwind or sidewind, whichever way you want to think of it.
And if you look at, you know, what waiting times are like at the moment, up to about 16,000 people are waiting over 6 months for an assessment of need. That's projected with the current demand to rise maybe as high as 24,000. How feasible is it that the 6 month target will be waited when the waiting times for over 6 months are already so high?
Colm, it's not feasible, you know, and that target is aspirational. And I do sympathise with those tasked with trying to work towards these targets and these requirements, but it's just simply not practical. It's not realistic. So aspirational doesn't align with reality. So there is a need for a significant uptick in resourcing these services, which isn't feasible in the immediate term, at least, as much as additional funding has been allocated to training, additional training places, at least in the case of psychology and possibly other disciplines too. But that takes years to kind of wash through the system. And even those who are graduates of the graduate training programs, they require additional experience sometimes to be able to conduct these assessments themselves. So it's tricky. And I can only see the problem worsening, if I'm to be frank, in the immediate to short term.
And in the absence of having enough psychologists in the public system, many parents, indeed the HSE themselves, are going to psychologists in the private sector, where there are also now long waiting times. But should that be a matter of concern? I think the HSE told us that about 3,500 assessments of needs have been commissioned from private providers from June 2024 to March 2025.
Yeah, so if the HSE, there's two things there. The HSE might outsource some of these assessments to the private sector, and it's up to the HSE to conduct its own due diligence and vetting process, as it were, and be confident in the capabilities, educational and training backgrounds and experiences of those providing the assessments. So there's a real strong and intensifying need for quality control here. And that in and of itself is a pressure and also a costly consideration. Now, separate to that, there are families who just don't want or can't wait that length of time for their child to be assessed, and they initiate the process themselves. Now, I'm involved in the professional body, obviously, of Psychological Society of Ireland, and on a weekly basis, I am receiving communications through our staff who are receiving these more regularly than they're escalating it to me, articulating concerns from parents and families and frustrations over assessments that they've had to pay for, which have ultimately proven inadequate for one reason or another. Because there's opportunity here. There is clearly a backlog of demand, a growing demand for children with particular needs to be assessed. The HSE and the health sector cannot meet that demand, at least not for the foreseeable. Certain people, whatever their motivations or intentions, will see dollar signs and sort of seek to exploit the opportunities that seem to present. This is why we have
there is no publicly available HSE register of approved psychologists competent to carry out assessment of needs as a guide to parents, is there?
Not to my knowledge. And Colm, this is why we are eagerly awaiting the opening of divisions and registers of CORU, which is the state regulator for health and social care professions. Many health and social care professionals have been onboarded to the statutory register already. Psychology awaits that eagerly. It's due to three of the four divisions are due to open and commence in October of this year, 2025. Our hope is that that is not delayed further.
The HSE has told us all potential assessors are suitably qualified and are familiar with the HSE's guidance for assessors and HICWA standards for assessment of need. Where assessors are subject to statutory registration with a professional body such as CORU that you just mentioned or the Medical Council, they must include their registration number on all assessment of need reports. I mean, does that mitigate your concerns in any way?
No, yes and no. It's like, again, I'm not trying to bash the HSE, but we don't have a registration number because we're not on the statutory register yet. Like, CORU will be the statutory register. We might have a membership number with the professional body, but that is optional. If you don't join PSI, it doesn't preclude you from practicing in the private sector. It's not a mandatory requirement to practice. I can only but empathize with families here. My own family experience has been marked by 6 to 7 years of similar challenges and only arriving at a definitive and accurate diagnosis for my sibling with special needs after that time frame, and it was abroad that we acquired that. So I can only but empathize with families going through this, which is why we need to mitigate against risks emerging and surfacing in this sector, which are just unconscionable and need to be dealt with robustly.
Damien Lowry, President of the Psychological Society of Ireland, speaking to me earlier. Louise O'Reilly, you heard Damien Lowry there. The barriers to staffing up Children's Disability Network teams and to clearing a backlog, which is currently at about 15,000, and as your colleague Claire Curran heard in a parliamentary question, may rise to 24,000 by the end of the year. That's a pretty high hill to climb. So how will the motion in the Dáil next week help to clear that backlog?
Well, I think the purpose of the motion next week is to do a number of things. I mean, clearly we want to highlight the fact that 14-year-old Cara Darmody has been forced by the government into a protest. She started off advocating for services for her two younger brothers, and she is now advocating on a national level because that's how bad the underfunding and how little the government appear to think of children who have special needs and require this assessment. So what we want to do is we want, as a combined opposition, to make our feelings on this clear, but also
do you
to
have
set
specific
out,
prescriptions
yes, we do,
in
we
the
do,
motion that,
do,
that would help?
We do, because, you know, as my colleague Chokta Karan found in her PQ, the government will be leaving up to almost 25,000 children without their assessment of need within the legal time frame by the end of this year. And I just think, for your listeners, let that sink in. Almost 25,000 children will be left abandoned on yet another waiting list by the government. So what we want them to do is we want them to make funding available for CARA's fund. We want them to comply with their legal obligations and to set a specific target date by which the government will be compliant. We also want a long-term funded workforce plan, which is so very lacking. And that is such a basic thing. The government don't even have a funded workforce plan. And we also want to see funding for the special needs services that children so desperately need in this state. Okay. I mean, I don't think there is one, in fact, there isn't one properly staffed CDNT in the whole of this state. Okay. That's a pretty damning indictment
O'Flynn,
of this government's attitude to
Ken
kids O'Flynn with special needs.
Is Independent Ireland backing this motion and of the options that are available to government to comply with the 6 month time frame for an assessment of need? What's Independent Ireland suggesting?
Well, look, can I say to you, we met Cara and her father last week. I have to say she's a real hero, a wonderful child, very articulate and very clever, to say the least. But I think it's absolutely horrible that a 14-year-old child has to stand up to the government and sleep outside Leinster House to highlight and get this thing addressed. And it's an absolute disgrace that you are pushing children, 14-year-old children, have to stand up to the government to highlight this. To me, it just beggars belief. I have to say, of course, Independent Ireland.
In terms of solutions.
Of course, Independent Ireland are supporting this motion, and all the opposition have come together on that. That's how important it is. And the fact is that every day inside my office in Cork, I'm getting calls about assessments of needs, and is there anything we can do to speed it up? Is there any calls we can make from our office here to help people? I've had mothers and fathers crying inside in the office, asking for some sort of help for their child. It was one of the biggest issues on the doorsteps during this election. I know people are talking about housing and being a big issue, but the amount of people that I met with children with autism that couldn't get assessments and the expense that they're going to. I spoke to a mother recently in Tipperary who is actually paying for the teacher in the special needs unit to be trained, because the teachers that are in the special needs unit that you're lucky enough to have your child into, some of them are going into that unit.
Okay, but can we take it that the prescriptions that Louise O'Reilly read out there in terms of funding of CARA's fund and a number of other issues, we can take it as read that you support all of those as the prescription for making progresses.
Well, absolutely, okay. But I want to go to
Micheál Carrigan on this. Look, rising numbers seeking assessment of need, Micheál Carrigan, that's the HSE's own prediction that it could be up at 24,000 by the end of the year. The state is out of compliance here. I think it's only, a minority of people get their assessment of need within 6 months. What's the government's plan to do this? And if a counter motion is put down, what's the government going to tell parents who are watching this that they're going to do?
First of all, it's not acceptable that anybody is waiting any length of time for an assessment of need. I just want to point out that nobody is forcing anybody to go on the streets. I'm a parent. I'm the father of a young autistic son. I've been there. I know
and you're a chair of the All-Party Committee on Autism.
I have started advocating. My job as a parent is to work as best I can and get my son achieve his potential, which he will, and I'm very, very proud of him. That's what I brought to Devore in the Oireachtas. I pushed to set up a joint Oireachtas committee. I was appointed by government to chair it. And that committee, and it's a committee of members from all parties, unanimously put forward recommendations, 109 recommendations in June 2023. And one of those recommendations within that report, supported by all parties, was utilising private assessment until we could fully staff our CDNTs. At the minute, across the 90-odd CDNTs across the country, we have about 20% vacancy, over 600 positions across all the therapies, psychology, speaking language, occupational therapy, and social care. And that's not acceptable. I think the HSE has to take responsibility for not forward planning for having staff available to work in those CDNTs.
But in terms of the training courses and the places where more psychologists, more OTs, more speech and language therapies could be trained, that is under the remit of government, isn't it? And further in higher education. So is there a comprehensive plan to ramp up the number of people qualifying?
There is, and the HSE should have been looking at the census figures going back to 2016 and then 2022, and you're able to know by looking at those figures, the number of children that have a disability between 0 and 4 years of age is 40,000. Those children are now coming into both the school system, but those children also need services. They did not forward plan with the Department of Further Higher Education. Another recommendation.
So does the government bear any responsibility for this?
We met as a committee. We met with the Minister of Further Higher Education at the time, and we put this to the Minister that there wasn't sufficient qualified people to fill the roles in the CDNTs. Over the last 2 years, an additional number of places have been sourced in universities, not just in the 26 counties, but indeed in Northern Ireland, to fill those positions.
Right.
And over the last 2 years, and I just want to point this out, in 2024...
Well, hang on a second, we will
come back. You're a government TD.
Please.
You're a government TD.
I just want to clarify this. Over the last 2 years, money has been put aside in the budget, 8.2 million in 2024, an additional 10 million this year, to source assessment needs with private providers at a cost of 3,000 euro heads.
I do want to go to the rest of the panel on this. We heard Damien Lowry, Louise O'Reilly say that this isn't just a matter of money. There's a whole issue of regulation, compliance, and making sure that staff can be trained.
Yeah, and these are all matters within the government's gift. I mean, Micheál refers to a report that's 2 years old. The government have had his report for 2 years. They haven't done anywhere near enough. He also said that nobody's been forced onto the streets. Well, I would respectfully disagree with him on that, because only earlier on this year, parents were forced to camp outside the Department of Education because their kids couldn't get places and in ASD units within their schools.
Okay.
So they are being forced. They want.
Right,
they don't want
time,
to have to
protest.
We have
limited time available. I do want to get back to Ken O'Flynn on this. Ken O'Flynn.
Look, the government speaker has blamed, in the first segment, has blamed the local authorities for the housing crisis, has now blamed the HSE. You would swear to God that you had nothing to do with government, or that the government is entirely remote or is not needed when it comes. The blame lies at the feet of the government. And blaming a 14-year-old child for highlighting an issue is an absolute disgrace.
With respect,
it's unbelievable.
I don't think that's a fair representation of what he said.
I'm going to let Micheál Carrigan respond to that. You'd swear to God he wasn't.
Hang on a second. We're going to let Micheál Carrigan
respond to that. It's unbelievable.
I think Ken should withdraw that remark, because that's totally factually incorrect. What I did was I highlighted that in a report.
Hang on, Ken O'Flynn, if we went back over the transcript of this broadcast, Micheál Carrigan did not blame Cara Darmody for doing anything.
No, I'm sorry.
I will ask you to withdraw that remark.
Because the remark was made that nobody is being forced out onto the streets to highlight a problem that's happening in this country. And they are being forced onto the street. Mothers are going onto the street highlighting this problem continuously.
Ken O'Flynn, we need to let Micheál Carrigan respond to that.
I just want to, as I say, highlight what I said. The significant funding is being put in place to access private assessment needs from private psychologists and throughout the country. We have additional places in our tour-level institutions to increase the number of professionals we have that can work on our CDNTs, and we're developing a disability workforce strategy which is going to be in place this year to address the recruitment and retention issues that we have across the services.
Micheál, the government themselves have acknowledged in the PQ to Clare Curran that the figure is going to rise from 15,000 by 10,000 by the end of this year. That is a failure in anyone's judgment.
We do have to go to other matters.